Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, alongside Dan Buck, and wow, I can't believe how close it's getting to the weekend. I know it's the start of the day for many, but for many others that may be up listening here, you want to start it off right. So joining us now, the GOP National Committee Woman for Maryland, a former National Young Republican Chair, Nicole Ambrose. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
What we saw this week, some pretty terrible news out of Texas with the attack on ICE agents, the escalating, I guess, rhetoric that is leading us to a pretty bad point in America. And a lot of people argue that it's kind of getting out of control when you call your enemies Nazis all the time, that it would only enrage people enough to do deranged things. So when we look at this attack on ICE and some of the things we're seeing today, attacks like that happening, what goes through your mind?
So you are spot on. After decades of the left dehumanizing those they disagree with, it has led us to this place where leftist youth believe violence is justifiable at four times the level of youth on the right, according to polling. You know, YouGov put out a poll the day of Charlie Kirk's assassination. 26% of liberals aged 18 to 44 believe violence is sometimes justified. And let's go through a few more companies. Daily Caller on September 15th said 26% of young voters say America is better off after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. We know this man in Texas had been looking at video of Charlie being shot. Rasmussen put out on September 23rd that just over half of America's liberal voters and 40% of registered Democrats believe the assassination of Charlie Kirk was understandable. So when you have Democrat leaders, and I'm going to go through a few examples, if you don't mind, saying that it is you that we are at war, according to Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, and we need to be willing to do whatever is necessary. When you have Hillary Clinton get on stage yesterday and say, quote, no knight in shining armor is coming to save democracy. We need to put on armor. We need warriors. No wonder a deranged young man in Texas with apparently an nearly equally leftist mother, who also did some deranged social media posts, thinks it is their mission, that they could be a martyr, that they could be a hero by tracking down and trying to attack ICE agents. Very scary place for America.
Now, let's go to the hope side of this equation. From Charlie's death, more than 70,000 groups, churches, high schools, colleges, looking to form chapters. Can this be a tide shift, especially when you talk about, I know you were the national chairman for Young Republicans. How can this movement impact the future of elections? Because, of course, you know, the Democrats have imported 15 to 20 million voters, or at least they hope they're going to be voters. Is this movement going to be enough to counteract some of the strategies of the left to win at the ballot box?
I think it's a number of very positive factors that you see Americans just getting sick of the rhetoric, sick of the violence. I think light will ultimately always conquer darkness. And Erica Kirk gave the best example we could have imagined. It was absolutely biblical when she forgave Charlie Kirk's assassin on stage. These are incredibly powerful moments. And then if you then politically compare that with even CNN covering recent polling, showing Republicans leading on the top three issues to voters, whether it be the economy, crime, or immigration, by up to 22 points, this seemingly translates into the American electorate saying, we are so sick of this violence. We are so sick of electing Democrats in these blue cities that don't protect us, that don't keep us safe. What are we giving them paychecks for? But I'm flat out calling on Hakeem Jeffries, on Chuck Schumer, on Barack Obama, on Bill Clinton to denounce violence.
Yeah.
This is a leftist problem. We do not have people killing leftist politicians. Even the case of the Democrats in Minnesota, they were killed by someone who was farther to the left that thought, even though they were Democrats, they were going too far to the right. The left thinks it is justifiable to take out anyone they disagree with, and they do not believe in free speech, and it is flat out up to Democrat leadership to denounce this and try to help put their side of the aisle back on a peaceable track.
Yeah. They can denounce Jimmy Kimmel. No problem there, right? The whole Jimmy Kimmel free speech issue, but when it comes to defending warriors on the right, like, you know, Charlie Kirk, they're going to be silent.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
It's unbelievable.
Not upset that two children lost their father, that a wife lost her husband, but upset that someone who spews vitriol lost his show for a few days.
Yeah.
That's a great mindset. Congratulations. I hope these people feel terrible about themselves.
Yeah. And part of it, like you look at Charlie Kirk and what he did over the decade and even going back maybe further, but the idea of sitting down and opening dialogue with people you disagree with. So we'll give you a microphone. We'll give you a chance to let's talk about our issues. I have my stance. You have your stance. That's what dialogue's all about. What we've seen so far with some of these really deranged people is their message is written on shell casings that is left behind the scene. That's got to stop. And when we realize that that is how they're getting their message out there, that is very disturbing. And that you want to compare and contrast the youth. You have young Republicans, young liberals. If you want to go back and forth and how they're trying to get their messaging out there, you saw what happened with the memorial over the weekend for Charlie Kirk. And you saw how the young and the youth have really rallied around this point where we're not going to be silenced. We're going to continue on with our mission. That should be encouraging to the politicians. And I would love to see, you're right, the Barack Obamas of the world give praise to that. This is how it should look. But that's not what they're doing.
No, because I don't think they want that to look like that. I'm going to
give a hat tip to Bill Maher. You know, after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, he had interviewed Charlie Kirk. He said, you know, everyone on the left tries to say people on the right are monsters. They're not. They're very nice people. And people on the right will talk to you. People on the left just won't even have a conversation if they think you disagree with them on a single topic. As we know, the left is incredibly intolerant, but this is beyond intolerance. This is silencing dissent. This is not the way a democratic republic works, a constitutional republic. We believe in free speech, and it is time that Democrat leadership across the country at every level, from past presidents to, you know, locally elected councilmen, denounce violence and say they do not believe or stand for that. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Could be a hallmark of any major political party in America.
I think it's an issue of depth of content too, right? Mm. They can't defend the indefensible. So they don't want dialogue. They do not want to have conversations about their positions because most of them are not set in logic. They're not even set in any principle that America stands for. And they know that. So they don't want to have dialogue about it. They want to force feed the attack on free speech. They want to force feed getting rid of guns. They want to force that and don't want to have a logical dialogue about any of these issues, including foreign policy, including their Green New Deal, because it makes no sense. They just want to ram this stuff down our throats. And if you object, they get defensive, and in some cases, they get violent. And it's just, it's
or
it's
they
appalling.
They go to Gavin Newsom and ask him to fine you.
right. But I think it is a depth of their content. They don't have any depth. They don't have, most of them aren't even knowledgeable enough to speak on it the way Charlie could speak on issues. They can't have those debates because they don't have, well, I mean, can you imagine AOC sitting at a microphone and taking anybody who walks up on any topic and having a civil conversation and a actual factual conversation about that? Absolutely not.
Absolutely,
she couldn't do it.
You're absolutely right. And what it strikes those of us who enjoy debate and enjoy conversation, it strikes us that these Democrats only care about power and control, right? Because if they're unwilling to discuss their ideas and all they do is take more control of our life with every decree they make, it just seems like it's about power and control. But then when you add to it that essentially they are authorizing, encouraging their followers to quote unquote go put on their armor and be warriors after two assassination attempts on our president and two political assassinations essentially this month alone, this is a leftist problem.
Yeah.
Democrat leaders must denounce this or else they are complicit.
All right. Nicolee Ambrose, thank you so much for joining us.
Great stuff, Nicolee. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too, gentlemen. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Great. Wow. Good stuff.
This week, man, we got covered a lot of topics this week. Sometimes you wonder, like, what's going to happen in the next 2 days, like in 3 days, 4 days? I can't even imagine anymore.
Yeah, and every week seems to bring about surprises. Next week, hopefully, it's going to be, well, this week was Comey. That was the big one, right? That was the bomb that dropped yesterday, Comey getting indicted. Who's next? Who do you think is next? We'll talk about that in the last segment. How about that?
That sounds good. 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.